And now stay tuned for the program that has rated tops in popularity for a longer period of time than any other West Coast program in radio history.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to right a wrong and make a correction, do some rambling, fulfill a request, and hear from some royalty. But first, I want to remind you that tomorrow night, December 3rd, from 7 to 9 p.m., KISL brings radio to television, with the first KISL radio show and telethon on Avalon Cable Channel 3. If you're on the island, I invite you to tune in or stop by the studio here in the greenhouse in Avalon Civic Park. But you can also listen streaming online through our new online feed at kislavalon.com. That's tomorrow night, December 3rd, from 7 to 9 p.m. I'll be here along with most of the KISL DJs, so be sure to watch and listen. Last week's show had to do with tunes heard at the recent West Coast Ragtime Festival. One of the titles I had written down was Rambling in Rhythm, which was composed by Arthur Schutt, but I didn't have a vintage recording of it. At the time, that is. I have one now, and here it is to start off a rambling set. Thank you.
with your fragrance divine. Rosebud of the days of my childhood, watched you bloom in the wildwood, and I hoped you'd be mine. Marta, now your eyes beam at twilight, sparkling like each dewdrop at dawn. Marta, when I look for your love light, I awake with a sigh, and I find you are
one of 24 or so recordings made by the All-Star Collegians, a pseudonym on the Perfect label for Sam Lannon, Vic Irwin, and Vincent Rose. Most are victory marches or college fight songs like the one we heard, Rambling Wreck from Georgia Tech, the fight song of the Georgia Institute of Technology. That was recorded June 23, 1930, but it first appeared in print in the Georgia Tech yearbook of 1908. It's based on Son of a Gambolier, composed by Charles Ives in 1895, a gambler being a worthless individual given to carousing, gambling, and general moral depravity. Well, that describes any number of people I know. Before that, by contrast, it was the wholesome and pure Marta, Rambling Rose of the Wildwood. That was Lou Gold and his orchestra with the vocal by Smith Ballou. That December 23, 1931 recording, like Rambling Wreck, also on the Perfect label, is from the collection of our friend Brian Wright. Marta was preceded by the Little Ramblers, a subset of the California Ramblers, with Them Rambling Blues, composed by Bill Moore and recorded July 3, 1924. We began that rambling set with Arthur Schutt playing his own composition, Rambling in Rhythm. That Harmony 78 was waxed January 11, 1928. Arthur Schutt was born in Reading, Pennsylvania on November 21, 1902 and started playing piano professionally, accompanying silent movies, at age 13. At 16, he was a pianist and arranger for Paul Speck's orchestra and traveled with the band to London in 1923. Throughout the 20s and 30s, he was one of the top dance band pianist arrangers in New York, but in the early 40s, he moved to Hollywood to work for MGM. He died in San Francisco on January 28, 1965. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. On the live Veterans Day show several weeks ago, I played Frankfurter Sandwiches by Al Lentz. Well, that wasn't enough Al Lentz for listener Rich in Illinois, who wrote in to request more. And let's face it, one can never hear too much of Al Lentz.
The lady that I saw out with Jim, I could not see her, the lights were sort of dim. Who was the lady? She shakes a wicked limb. That's just a branch of her old family tree.
Who was the lady? Now let us have it right.
He was no lady, that was just my wife.
While strolling through the park one day, in the merry, merry month of May, we were taken by surprise by a pair of roguish eyes, strolling through the park one day.
Thank you. the sweet, you're sweeter, sweet thing. When stars are neat, you're neater. Tell me, why can't you see? Every time you smile, you're doing something to me. You sweet thing, your lip rouge has a flavor other girls have not got. Sweet thing, sweet thing, you put the sweet in sweetness. You're just a sweet, sweet thing.
So very good, and still keep the wolf from the door. Father and mother, she had none, so where in the world did the money come from? Please let me ask it, who filled her basket? The storybooks never tell. They say that she found a wolf in Granny's bed, a big sunbonnet pulled over his head. Ah, but you know, and I know, what she found instead. How could Red Riding Hood have been so very good and still keep the wolf from the door.
That ought to hold you for a while, Rich. There you have four from Al Lentz and his orchestra, with Al himself providing the vocals as he did on all the band's vocal recordings. We started off with Al asking, "Who was that lady?" from May 17, 1927. Jimmy Van Heusen wrote the tune and Sammy Kahn wrote the words. That was followed by "Sweet Thing" from Al's first recording session in summer of 1926. "Sweet Thing" was written by Gus Kahn and Joseph Williams and preceded "I've Got the Girl." "I've Got the Girl" was recorded around October 15, 1926, in the same session as the last song in that set, one of my favorite novelty songs, "How Could Red Riding Hood?" "How Could Red Riding Hood" was written by A.P. Randolph and was also recorded by Abe Lyman, Jan Garber, Tommy Christian, and Harry Reaser as both the Six Jumping Jacks and the Seven Little Polar Bears.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
Sometimes just looking through song titles will trigger a segment topic, as with this segment of Rapidly Rotating Records about Someday.
You played with my heart, now it's broken, and our little romance ends. I don't want to hate as I love you. I'd rather we part just good friends. I may learn to forget someday, and you may learn to care. I've gone through when someone you love does the same thing to you. I don't regret what once used to be. I hope sometimes you'll just think of me. I may learn to forget someday, and you it someday, and you may learn to care. Then you'll know what I've gone through when someone you love does the same thing to you. I don't regret what once used to be. I hope sometimes you'll just think of me. I may learn to forget someday, and you may learn to
we'll be right back.
the Tennessee Happy Boys, a pseudonym on Edison for Harry Reeser and his orchestra, and Someday We'll Meet Again. That was recorded May 1, 1925, but the band also recorded it a few months later on August 25th for Vocalion as the Nightclub Orchestra. This Someday We'll Meet Again, with We'll Meet Again in parentheses, was written by Paul Van Loan and Harry H-O-C-H, which could be Hotch or Hawk or Hoke. But Milton Ager wrote another Someday We'll Meet Again without the Perrins in 1932, and apparently there is also a hymn with the same title. Someday We'll Meet Again was preceded by Anson Weeks and his Hotel Mark Hopkins Orchestra and Someday Soon, recorded in San Francisco on June 21, 1929. The vocalist was probably Warren Luce, who was identified as the vocalist in sessions immediately before and after this one. We began this Someday set with Bob Cole and I May Learn to Forget Someday. I May Learn to Forget Someday was composed by Frank Cromwell and Al Piantedosi with the lyrics by Mildred Hunt. Bob Cole was the name used on Vocalion by Prince Piatti, the royal entertainer, which name was used on Brunswick Records. I don't know if Prince Piatti was a real prince or whether or not Bob Cole was his real name, but Prince Piatti's picture appears on sheet music. I believe the piano accompanist on that recording was Madeline Hardy. As an anecdote about Prince Piatti, L. Wolfe Gilbert wrote the song Lucky Lindy to commemorate Lindbergh's flight across the Atlantic. The song had to be publicized quickly if it was to cash in on the historical event, but there was a good chance that Lindbergh wouldn't make it as well. So while Lindbergh was still in the air, Gilbert summoned Prince Piatti to his office in Manhattan to learn the song. The prince then went to radio station WMCA with instructions to sing the song every half hour, once Lindbergh landed, that is. He was also given the order that, if he doesn't land, tear the song up. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM, 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. Last segment, we had a recording on Vocalion credited to Bob Cole. Well, here's a recording on Brunswick credited to Prince Piatti.
Thank you.
was Benny Moten and his Kansas City Orchestra on December 13, 1932, in a session that produced 10 issued sides. That one was Prince of Wales, written by Elmer Scoble. And we began that princely set with vaudeville and radio performer and recording artist Prince Piatti, with Vincent Rose in his orchestra, and I'm Bound to Keep After You. That was recorded in a session for the American Recording Corporation on March 7, 1930, but none of the three sides was issued. And if anyone has any more information about Prince Piatti and or Bob Cole, let me know.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, simply enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box in the upper right-hand portion of the screen, and the link to our fan page will appear in a drop-down box. If you're not already a member of Facebook, you can find a link to the public fan page at our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out and become a Facebook fan of the show. On the Live Veterans Day show a few weeks ago, I said that both of my nieces had served in the Navy. Well, although being twins, they share a lot of things in common, including both being police officers, only Jessie served in the Navy. On that same show, I played songs for the Army, Navy, Marines, and Air Corps, but not the Coast Guard, not to slight the Guard, but I didn't have any Coast Guard songs at hand. Well, listener Jim in Iowa pointed me in the direction of a couple of recordings of Semper Paratus, or the Coast Guard March. Semper Paratus is Latin for always ready and is also the motto of the Coast Guard. The official Coast Guard marching song Semper Paratus was written by Captain Francis S. Van Boskirk. Rudy Valley and his U.S. Coast Guard band recorded it, but he wasn't the only one. So here for Dougie in the Coast Guard in Texas is Bob Crosby and his orchestra.
Thank you. miles I've traveled and a thousand sights I saw. But there ain't no sight like a moonlight night on the Bam Bam Bammy shore. Oh, a thousand gals I've met with that I never met before. But the gal I'll get is the gal I met on the Bam Bam Bammy shore. I've been in big towns, jazzing around. I've been in small towns, knocking them down. Oh, a thousand miles I've traveled, and I ain't so young no more. But I won't sit pat till I hang my hat on the Bam Bam Bammy door.
We begin this final segment of the show with Bob Crosby and his orchestra on July 19, 1942, in Semper Paratus, or the Coast Guard March. That was followed by George Hamilton Green's All-Star Trio in April of 1920 with In Sweet September, written by James Monaco. And we finished up with Billy Jones, one half with Ernest Hare of the Happiness Boys, with the Nightclub Orchestra and Bam Bam Bammy Shore from June 10, 1925. Bam Bam Bammy Shore was written by Mort Dixon and Ray Henderson and was so popular that it was recorded by at least 18 bands in 1925. So what do In Sweet September and Bam Bam Bammy Shore have to do with the Coast Guard? Well, a member of the Coast Guard is called a guardsman, and those two records were on the Guardsman record label.
That's silly!
Guardsman was a British label which originally started as Invicta but was changed in 1914. After 1920, the label was pressed by Vocalion. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.